The organization Undoing Tax Abuse has filed 2 complaints against public entities with the information regulator. Our complaints are against SANRAL and the Construction, Education and Training Authority, also known as Construction CETA. Both entities have refused ARTA access to information requested on specific contracts on which we have questions. We asked SANRAL for documents on its contract worth $4.7 billion with a joint venture which involves Aqua Transport and Plant Hire. This is for work on the N3 in KwaZulu-Natal. SANRAL hired Aqua joint venture even though the Aqua directors are currently facing criminal charges of fraud and corruption, and this was publicly known at that time. Last week, the Pretoria High Court overturned a contract which Transnet had awarded to Aqua Transport because of the case against it. SANRAL provided ARTA with some of the documents, however, they refused access to the rest of the documents. We asked the Construction CETA for the documents relating to its contract with a business called Grayson Reed. This contract was worth 24 million rand and was for a biometric system to manage learner attendance records. ARTA has previously found serious maladministration and construction in a Grayson Reed contract with the services CETA, awarded around the same time, so we are concerned about the legality of this contract. ARTA has previously found that there seems to be a well-established network of individuals and companies who assist each other in obtaining tenders at the CETAs. ARTA is concerned that the public entities routinely refuse legitimate requests for information. We hope the information regulator will support our requests so we won't have to challenge these refusals in court. The PIA law makes it clear that disclosure is a rule, not the exception. PIA also makes it clear that although commercially sensitive information may sometimes be withheld, this is overruled when the information requested reveals evidence of wrongdoing. ARTA believes that the public is entitled to know how public bodies are spending our money, and we will continue to demand transparency.